This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. It's a video that's gotten 7 million views, and it's not a cute cat. It's a theft in progress on New Smyrna Beach on the 4th of July. Two women are taking down one of those big beach tents, and then this happens.
You need some help?
You know how to do it?
Yeah, this is our stuff.
This is yours?
Yes.
Wait a minute. This is ours.
No, it is. This is all ours.
The man and his wife decided not to press charges. Sounds like internet shaming was enough punishment.
Did you hear the phrase Matt Marino of Newsy used there? Internet shaming. The victim here thought that was strong enough. The charges didn't need to be filed. But there are also shaming videos on social media of people looking just ridiculous at their local Walmart at midnight, and much worse. Is internet shaming a force for good or evil? Here to talk about that is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, do I detect an increase in this sort of internet shaming, and why?
Oh, definitely. And why? Well, because we can, because we now all have these tools available to us, whether it's cell phone cameras or the ability to audio record, and we certainly have the tools to distribute this information. Now, whether we should do it or not, that's another question.
It is kind of part of American culture and our history, this whole shaming idea, is it not?
Sure. You're thinking of the Scarlet Letter.
Indeed.
And yeah. But for the most part, I think experts look at public shaming as mostly ineffective. You can pretty much get retribution. You can humiliate somebody. Maybe you deter them from doing this again. I wonder if these particular women will try and steal somebody else's stuff on the beach. You don't incapacitate them. They could easily do it again. You don't get restitution. You clearly don't rehabilitate them. So it's pretty ineffective as a form of punishment.
Then why are people, I'm thinking right now of a posting of a Comcast phone rep that showed up this week, just the worst customer representation ever. Somebody posted that to shame Comcast. They're going after some big fish here.
You know, that is an example where power is not evenly distributed. So Comcast is a big company. You know, there's another music video that this cheesy band put out called United Breaks Guitars because they were frustrated with United Airlines breaking their guitars while they were traveling. Those are examples where you have a small person, a powerless person, trying to restore the balance of power. That's very different than when you have private individuals or two people with an equal amount of power.
I'm getting the feeling here that you feel that internet shaming is questionable at best in terms of affecting change.
Yeah, I definitely don't think it does much to make people change their behavior. You see lots of examples where people try and shame people who are racist or misogynistic. I think we do it a lot now because we can. I expect that we'll move beyond it once we realize that it just doesn't do any good.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense Making Project. Worst case of internet shaming you've seen?
You know, some of them are really mean. There's one called Butt Cracks at Walmart.
Nuff said.